So we will start.
Okay.
外昆特之音服务愿意聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2021年2月7日星期日，我们今天又非常非常荣幸的邀请到了圣爱者我们以及我们圣爱者的阿叔 Krishna Baladev 法布，我们继续讲述今天的圣殿布加瓦坦的早课，敬请聆听。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter number 9, answers by citing the Lord's version. And today we are reading from text 24.
我们今天继续阅读圣殿布加瓦坛第二篇第九章，引用至尊主的说法作答。我们今天要阅读的诗节呢是第24诗节。
Last time we heard how Lord Krishna, he had disclosed to Lord Brahma the reasons why he had performed such austerities.
在上一周呢，我们就听到了主 Vishnu 他向主 Brahma 揭示了他为什么要进行这样的苦行。
And now Lord Vishnu continues speaking.
然后现在呢，是主 Vishnu 继续讲述。
Srijami,
Tapasa,
Eva, Idam.Srijami tapasai vedam.
Srijami tapasai vedam.
Grasami tapasa.
Grasami tapasa.
Puna.
Grasami tapasa puna. Grasami tapasa puna.
Vibarmi,
tapasa,
Vishvam,
Vibarmi, tapasa, Vishvam,
Viryam, Duscharam, tapaha, viryam me duscharam tapaha, Srijami tapasai vedam, Grasami tapasa punaha. Ibarmi tapasa vishvam. Viryam me duscharam tapaha. Okay, word for word. Srijami.
我创造。
Tapasa,
评级同样的苦修能量。
Eva,
肯定的。
Idam,
这个。
Grasami tapasa,
我也急着同样的力量收回。
Puna,
再次。
Vibarmi,
维持。
Tapasa,
通过苦修。
Vishvam,
宇宙。
Viryam,
力量。
Me,
我的。
Duscharam.
Duscharam, 严格的。
Apa.
Apa, 苦修。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文。我用这种苦修能量创造这个宇宙，用同样的能量维系和全部收回它，因此组成我能量的唯一的成分就是苦修。要旨：从事苦修时，人必须下定决心要重返家园，回归守神，必须决定为了达到这个目的的不惜经历所有的种类的磨难，即使为了获得物质的成功和名望，人也必须经历各种严酷的苦行，否则没有人能够成为这个世界里的重要人物。既然这样，要达到奉爱服务的完美境界，为什么就不需要经历各种严格的苦修呢？回答是，安逸舒适的生活与达到超然觉悟的完美境界不能够齐头并进。至尊主比任何一个生母都更加的聪明，他要看到他的奉献者在做奉爱服务时有多么的勤奋。至尊主要么直接给他的奉献者下达命令，要么通过真正的灵性导师给奉献者下达命令。奉献者不辞辛劳的执行命令，就是在从事严格的苦修。严格遵守原则的人必定会得到至尊主的仁慈，获得最后的成功。译文：我用这种苦修能量创造这个宇宙，用同样的能量维系和全部收回它，因此组成我能量的唯一的成分就是苦修。
Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunavadi Pashata Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Panchakalpataru Vyacha Kripa Sindhu Vyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I don't know if you notice, but in this verse, every line, there is the word tapasa.
我不知道大家是不是注意到这一点，但是在今天的这个世界的每一行里面都有一个词儿，这词儿就是 tapasa。
Tapas or tapasa.
Tapas 或者是 tapasa.
And Srila Prabhupada very clear explains in the purport, even for material prosperity or to attain something in this material world, name and fame, everybody needs to undergo some kind of austerity.
Srila Prabhupada 在要旨里面也讲得非常的清楚，就是任何的物质的繁荣，或者说是想在这个物质世界获得任何的名声或者是声望的话，都是需要经过苦修才能够得到的。
Because material energy is a strong force, a strong energy.
因为物质能量它是一个非常强大的能量，是一种强大的力量。
And the individual soul is powerless under the control of material energy.
而且这个体灵魂在物质能量的驱使之下，它是没有力量的。
So in order to achieve any simple thing, you see a child, in order to learn how to stand up and walk, has to invest so much energy and fail so many times and hurt himself, but he has to perform so much endeavor just for the simple purpose of standing and walking.
所以在物质世界，无论做什么，我们可以看到一个小孩儿，他为了要让自己站起来，他为了要让自己能够走，他都必须要耗费自己很大的这个能量，他才能够真正的做到这一点。
So in spiritual life, it's not less. We also have to perform austerities.
所以说呢，在灵性生活上也是如此，我们必须要经历苦行。
And it's oftentimes not so easy.
而且在很多时候呢，并不是那么容易。
Because we, as spiritualists, we want to break through the influence of material energy, so we go against the current.
因为我们在灵修的这个过程中呢，我们是逆流而上的，就是逆流而行的。我们是要打破这物质能量它给我们造成的这个阻力。
So it's really a strong endeavor.
对呢，这的确是一个非常巨大的努力。
To try to avoid all the material attachment, the allurements that are there all the time.
要避免各种各样的物质的依附，而且呢，在这个物质的氛围中呢，各种诱惑时刻都是存在的。
To not be attracted to the objects of the senses that constantly are bombarding our senses.
因为这些物质的感官的对象，它在时刻的来到我们的面前，所以我们要努力的不被这物质感官的对象所吸引。
So it's not a easy, going life.
所以这并不是一个轻轻松松的生活。
But we have accepted, we have accepted these austerities for a higher purpose.
但是呢，为了一个更高的目的，我们是心甘情愿的、自愿的接受了这样的苦修的生活方式。
But we should not think that we can forego austerities and achieve perfection.
但是呢，我们不要觉得我们经历了这样的苦行，我们就能够达到完美。
We cannot stop. We cannot give up austerities.
因为我们是不能够停止苦行的。
Because as Srila Prabhupada said,easygoing life and attainment of perfection, they cannot go together.
因为说爸爸在钥匙里面就讲到了，轻松的生活以及达到这个生命的最高目标，这俩是相背离的。
In other words, sense gratification and devotional service, they are completely different.
那么这个说法的原话是安逸舒适的生活与达到超然觉悟的完美境界是不能够齐头并进的。换句话说呢，就是我们的这个感官享乐与我们的这个灵性的这个生活，他们俩人是不能够齐头并进的。
They are two completely different directions.
他们是完全两个相反的方向。
So we cannot. We may try to fool ourselves.
Who? You mean the cheat?
We may try to fool ourselves.
Yeah, 就是我们也许可能呢。
We may try to cheat ourselves.
Yeah, 就是我们可能在可能有时候会骗自己，我们可能试着要去欺骗自己。
We can fool others.
我们也可能会欺骗别人。
But we cannot fool Krishna.
但是我们是骗不了 Krishna 的。
So if you want to attain Krishna, we have to pass the grade. It means we have to make the endeavor.
对，如果我们要是想要去到 Krishna 那儿的话呢，我们就必须要经过这一番努力，我们必须要让自己的这个考试及格才行。
So,Does not mean that we are going to succeed in attaining Krishna simply by performing austerities.
但这并不意味着我们仅仅是一行苦修，我们就能够去到 Krishna 那儿了。
No, alone we cannot do it.
所以我们只是做这么一件事的话呢，是完成不了这项任务的。
We need help.
所以我们是需要帮助的。
And Krishna, if he sees that there is an endeavor on our part, that we are ready to painstaking, you know, take the pain of following such austerities that are ordained by the scriptures and the spiritual master, then Krishna, from within, he helps.
但是 Krishna, 当他看到了我们想要努力，他如果想要看到了我们的内心的这种想法，我们已经做好了准备。愿意在灵性导师的这种帮助之下去经历这样的苦行的话，那么可是呢，他就会在我们的内心中帮助我们。
So our determination, our effort, it's important, but it's not sufficient.
所以说呢，我们的坚决，我们的这种决心是很重要的，但是呢，还不够。
We need Krishna's mercy, Krishna's grace.
所以我们是需要 Krishna 的仁慈，需要 Krishna 的恩赐的。
This we see even in personal dealings, the devotees in personal dealings with Krishna, we see this type of situations.
即便是在奉献者的一些个人的这些活动中呢，我们也能够看到这样的情形。
Mother Yashoda, she was determined and she was applying all her efforts to try to correct her child by binding him to a mortar ground.
Yashoda 妈妈是
a grinding mortar.
Yashoda 妈妈是非常的坚决的，她是这个试了各种各样的这个努力，她是一定要把她的孩子给绑在木臼上。
But Krishna was not allowing himself to be bound.
但是 Krishna 就不让自己被他妈妈绑起来。
Until he decided to give his mercy.
直到他决定要把仁慈给予亚述的妈妈的那一刻。
But that is a particularly a lesson for all of us, that it's not only by our endeavor, our sacrifice, our austerities that we are going to attain Krishna.
所以这对于我们来说都是一个非常有益的教导，并不是说我们只要通过自己的努力，通过自己的苦行，通过自己的牺牲祭祀，我们就能够去到 Krishna 那儿了。
But on the other side, if you only count on the mercy of Krishna and do not make any endeavor, we are not going to succeed either.
但从另外一方面来讲，我们如果要是只是想靠着 Krishna 给我们的仁慈，而自己不做出任何的努力的话，我们也没有办法得到成功。
Nowadays, devotees, they don't join in temples anymore. Most of the situation, the devotees just get to know about Krishna from outside, and they never really undergo a life in a temple.
在当今的这个年代呢，奉献者已经很少去到庙里了。大家只是在庙外的这种氛围呢去了解 Krishna， 所以说呢，就是已经不没有去过在庙里面的这样的生活。
So they most devotees never really experienced much of a rigid life in the temple in ashram.
对，大部分的奉献者已经没有真正的体验到原初呢在 ashram 在庙里面的那种生活了。
But probably you heard many stories.
但是也许大家听到过很多故事。
Sometimes, for instance, sometimes in winter time, the devotees, because of lack of facilities, they had icy cold showers in order to be clean early.
因为清晨呢是需要沐浴的，但是呢有的时候就是由于缺少设施。没有热水，所以说呢，这个奉献者他就必须要用冰凉的冷水来给自己沐浴，这是在这个寒冷的冬天的时候。
Literally, icy cold.
这就真的是冰冷刺骨。
And all the environment in a bathroom freezing cold.
而且在卫生间里面的这个状态呢，也是非常的冰冷的。
It was not made on purpose. It was just the devotees didn't have enough facilities to have everything more comfortable.
而是奉献者没有足够的设施，没有办法让自己有这么一个舒舒服服的。
They knew it was a principle. They have to take a shower after coming out of bed, otherwise they are unclean. So immediately they would take a shower, even if it was freezing.
这个原则就是在清晨起床之后，从床上爬起来，由于自己是不干净的，所以说呢，就必须要赶紧去沐浴，即便是这个沐浴的水是冰冷刺骨的。
The devotees
那我们必须要让自己变得洁净。
We would not go inside the temple without taking a shower and putting clean clothes.
我们不会在没有沐浴、没有穿上干净的衣服的情况下就去到庙里。
So maybe their own, they don't live in temples and they don't have much facilities, much comfortable situations.
那我们可能现在也有一些奉献者，他不是住在庙里，他是住在家里面的，但是呢，在家里面并没有非常舒适的设施。
But they should not fail to follow this principle of cleanliness and undergo whatever austerity in order to fulfill it.
但是呢，不应该因为没有好的这个设施，就不去履行这个让自己变得洁净的这个原则。所以呢，他就必须要经历这个苦行，让自己做到这一点。
So I'm talking about a devotee's life.
那我现在讲的是一位奉献者他所最基本的这个生活中需要做到的事情。
Things that the devotee should do in order to be at least situated in the mode of goodness.
为了让自己至少处于善良形态的状态，必须要做的那些事情。
Certainly, the goal is not to be situated in the mode of goodness.
那当然，我们的目标并不是只是让自己处在善良形态就好了。
But to be in the mode of goodness, it's a great help for devotional practice.
但是呢，让自己处在善良形态，这是对于奉爱服务的修习的巨大的助缘。
So after taking such a freezing cold in bath, actually it was not so bad. Afterwards, we feel very good.
那么在起床之后呢？经历了这么一个冰冷刺骨的沐浴之后，其实并不是一件很坏的事儿，因为在这沐浴之后呢，我们会感觉非常良好。
But then we have also to perform other simple austerity. We have to apply tilak in 12 parts of our bodies.
然后呢，我们还需要去进行一些其他的苦行，就是我们需要在我们的身体的各个部位涂上提拉克。
While pronouncing a different name of the Lord.
在我们在不同的地方涂提拉克的时候呢，我们还要诵念主的不同的名号。
Many devotees think that this is not so essential.
有些很多奉献者都觉得这不重要。
But it is.
但这很重要。
It's one item of sadhana.
因为这是 sadhana 的其中的一项。
It's very important to acknowledge that this body is the property of the Lord, and the Lord is situated within this body, so this body is functions like a temple of the Lord in a form of a super soul within.
那我们要意识到我们的这个身体是主的财产， 而且呢，也要知道主是作为超灵，是居住在我们的内心中的。所以呢，我们一定要把我们的这个身体，要把它设置好，因为它是主居于其中的一座庙。
So while applying tilak is like decorating the temple, and we are becoming conscious, we are becoming conscious. This body is not mine; it belongs to the Lord, and it's meant for His service.
所以呢，当我们在诵念不同的名号，在涂在身体上涂提拉克的时候呢，也就是意味着我们有觉知的意识到，我们的这具躯体并不是我自己的，它是属于主的。而且我们这具躯体呢，它是为了要用于做对主的服务的。
Simple thing.
所以这是很简单的事情。
But sometimes the devotees, they don't care. They say, why should I do this?
但是有很多时候呢，奉献者就对这件事呢就怠慢了，就在想我为什么要这么做呢？
And they are on their own. Nobody's watching what they do. They think that they just can go being neglectful of certain rules.
因为他们是自己在家里，所以呢也没有任何人看着他们做这些事，所以他们就觉得，我可以忽视不做这些事的。
But remember, Srila Prabhupada said, the Lord is more clever than any living entity.
但是我们要记得，Srila Prabhupada这里面就讲到了，主他是比任何一个生物体都要更加的聪明的。
And he knows everything that we do.
对呢，他知道我们所做的每一件事。
And what we don't do.
以及我们没有做的任何一件事情。
So if we don't, if we think, it's a drag. Why should I waste time with these things? Anyway, today I don't take shower because I don't feel taking a shower. It's too cold and forget the tilak.
但是我在想，这有什么重要的呀？这也太麻烦了，不弄了。我今天不想洗澡了，太冷了。这提拉克也别提了，也别涂了。
I'm a devotee anyway.
反正我是个奉献者。
I'm initiating, I'm such das, dasi.
我就已经得到启迪了，我是 das 或者是 dasi。
And everybody knows chanting the holy names is the most important activity in the life of a devotee.
然后所有的人都知道，作为一位奉献者的生活呢，念诵圣名是最重要的活动。
So let me just. But oftentimes, when the devotee has this type of attitude, is chanting is going to be totally unproductive because it's going to be completely spaced out.
但是呢，当一位奉献者他是处在这样的这种心态中的时候呢，他的这个念诵其实是没有起到任何的作用的。因为当他在念诵的时候，他这个脑子就已经完全的不知道去到哪儿了。
In order to concentrate on the holy names of the Lord, we need the Lord's mercy.
我们如果想要让自己专注在对主的圣名的唱诵的话，我们是需要主的仁慈的。
We all know it's not just by our willpower that we can say.Now, today, I'm going to be very attentive to all my rounds.
我们大家都知道，并不是根据我们自己的意愿的力量。我们今天只要做出一个决定，那今天我将会非常的专注唱我的念诵我的这个圈数，我就能够做到这一点。
Maybe we hear the first mantra, but then we are not going to hear the other mantras. We are totally spaced out.
我们也许可能在念第一个曼陀罗的时候呢，我们是听到了，但是在后面的曼陀罗就完全听不见了，因为我们这脑子就飞到不知道什么地方去了。
And one simple reason connected with that could be that we neglect that simple austerity of taking a shower, put tilak and put clean clothes before we sit down or and take our beads and start chanting the holy names.
那么之所以会导致这样一个结果的原因，就是有可能我们 忽略了那个非常简单的事情，就是没有沐浴，没有涂上提拉克，没有穿上干净的衣服，然后才坐在那儿念诵。
Because we, as we said before, if we are in a platform of goodness, it's much easier to practice devotional service if we are, unless, so it's much easier to practice devotional service.
因为就像我们刚才说的，如果我们要是让自己处在一个善良形态的状态下的话呢，来从事奉献服务就容易得多。
Whereas if we are in a mode of ignorance or passion,It becomes much more difficult.
但是如果我们要是处在激情形态或者是处在愚昧形态的话，那这事儿就难办了。
Yes, we can do some devotional service, but it's not a pure devotional service, really.
那的确我们是可以在这样的状态下去从事一些奉爱服务的，但是在这样的状态下所从事的奉爱服务是不纯粹的奉爱服务。
And we are meant to practice pure devotional service.
但是我们要做的事情是从事纯粹的奉爱服务。
So we have, there are all the devotees have read the manual of devotee life, manual of sadhana. Every devotee has is translated, is circulating all over. We give that to all the new devotees because we already know all that, of course. We give that to the new devotees, the newcomers, so they know the rules, what they have to do, what they should not do in simple details of their life. But we tend to neglect.
我们有这个奉献者生活手册，这已经被翻译了，而且呢，也都广泛的开发给了大家。那当然我们大家都阅读了这其中的内容，我们都需要做什么，然后呢等有新人来的时候呢，这个新人也需要去了解所有的这些规范和原则，然后我们会把这个信息呢发布给他们。但是呢我们在阅读了这些信息之后呢，我们就有一种倾向就会忽视他们。
Easy going, don't push yourself too much.
放松，别给自己太大的压力。
Well, but Krishna says easy going. Srila Prabhupada said easy going life and attainment of perfection cannot go together.
但是舍尔哈法说了 ，Krishna 也是这个观点，就是安逸舒适的生活与达到超然觉悟的完美境界不能够齐头并进。
So all these rules.That are given to us, that comes from previous acharyas, come from the scriptures. They are very important for any practitioner who wants to attain perfection.
那么所有的这些所给我们的规范和原则呢，都是来自于先辈的 acharya， 都是来自于经典。那么这对于我们每一个修习者来说，想要达到完美的话，是非常重要的。
Everybody knows it's very troublesome to rise early in the morning.
所有的人都知道在清晨早起是很难的。
But we have to voluntarily undergo this trouble because we know it's important to wake up early to perform our sadhana in the best period of the day.
但是呢，我们却要自愿的接受这样的困难，因为我们知道很重要的。我们知道，就是如果我们要是想有很好的sadhana的话呢，清晨早起是很重要的，因为这是最好的我们进行休息sadhana的时间。
Chanting the holy name, hearing Bhagavatam, worshipping the deities, this has to be done early in the morning.
念诵圣名、阅读圣念、薄伽瓦坛以及崇拜神像，所有的这些事情都需要在清晨的时候完成。
If you don't do in the morning and you want to do during the day, it's practically impossible to do it well.
如果我们要是在清晨没有做完这些事情，而在一天中去完成的话，根本就不可能把它很好的做完。
So these are simple austerities because they are troublesome. And austerity means to do something that is not really.Immediately satisfying.
那么这些都是会 给我们带来麻烦的苦行。那苦行的意思也就意味着在最开始做的时候呢，它不会让我们感到很心仪，感到很满意。
But we do them, we practice them with a goal. We have a goal to attain by practicing these austerities.
但是我们去做这些苦行的时候呢，我们内心是怀着一个目标的。那我们是希望能够通过从事这些苦行达到一个目标。
And the goal is to please Krishna.
那么这个目标是什么呢？就是取悦 Krishna。
嗯。Like Lord Brahma, he underwent so many austerities for 1,000 of years of the demigods.
那你比如说像主布拉玛，他其实就是经历了很漫长的苦行的，他经历了1000个半神人年的这么长时间的苦行。
1,000 years of the demigods, this is a very long time.
那半神人的1000年是很长很长的时间。
And then he received the grace of Krishna.
那然后呢，他就接受到了主 Krishna 的恩赐。
That's what's happening now in these verses. Now is Krishna, the Lord came to him, shook his hands, showed that he's very happy with him, is congratulating him for his effort, and is going him to empower him to do the work of creation.
那么，他得到了主的什么回报呢？在这些世界内，我们就看到了。主显现在他的面前，对他微笑，和他握手，并且向他表示他非常的满意于他所从事的这些苦行，并且呢，现在要赐他与力量，授权他来进行宇宙的创造。阿叔
，We have to follow the example of these great souls.They are great souls. They did incredible things, but in order to achieve what they achieved, in order to get that particular mercy of the Lord to do what they did, they had to undergo austerities.
所以说呢，我们就必须要追随这些伟大的灵魂。那有这些伟大的灵魂，他们是达到了非常的高深的境界，达到了很高的目标。但是呢，为了要达到这些目标，他们得到了主的仁慈，但是与此同时呢，他们也必须要经历苦行。
Like there are particular days in a year where the devotees are encouraged to fast.
那比如说呢，在这一年中呢，有一些特定的这些日子，奉献者是被鼓励着要进行戒食的。
The scriptures tell us to fast on Ekadashis and the days of appearance of the Lord, either all day or half day.
经典中就建议我们要在艾卡达西日以及主的显现日戒食。有些日子呢是要戒食一整天，有些日子呢是戒食半天。
For Ekadashis, there is concession. If you cannot fast completely, at least.Fast some grains and beans.
但是在艾卡达西日呢，是有一些退步的这个原则的，就是如果要是不能够做到完全戒食的话，那至少可以戒食五谷，戒食豆类。
We don't perform these austerities, just because they maybe they help us in having a better health or.It's nice, we save some money by not cooking two days a week. Yeah, we save some money.
当然了，我们做这样的戒食呢，并不是说是为了要得到更好的健康。当然，我们如果是这个一个月要是戒食两天，那也就是我们可以省下一些食物的钱，我们不需要花钱去买食物然后做饭。
It makes almost one month in a year, 24 days, 24 days or more that we save. We can save almost one month in a year.
如果要是我们这一整年都按照这个日子戒食的话，那也就是说我们一整年要戒食24天，那也就是说我们基本上可以省下一个月的饭钱。
No, we fast because... First of all, because all the grains and beans are totally overpowered by sinful activities, and the main reason is it's very pleasing to the Lord that we fast on that particular day and concentrate on increasing our devotional practices.
不是这样的，我们其实真正的戒食的原因呢，是在这一天的时候，恶魔他就会占据所有的这些谷物和豆类，那我们所以呢要避开他们。那另外一点呢，就是我们在这个日子要是戒食的话呢，就非常的取悦主，而且呢我们也可以用这个省下来的这个时间呢，更好的专注于对主做服务。
So because it pleases the Lord, then we do, even if for many of us it's very austere to not eat grains or beans. And we have to do. It's just the way, it is one way of the pleasing the Lord, and you don't want to miss an opportunity to please the Lord in our practice.
所以说呢，既然这是一个取悦主的活动，所以虽然说戒食五谷、戒食豆类或者戒食是一件挺苦的事儿，但是我们依然会进行这个苦行的原因，是因为我们不愿意错过任何一个取悦主的机会。
Remember, easy going life and attainment of perfection cannot go together.
我们必须要记住这句话，就是安逸舒适的生活与达到超然觉悟的完美境界，它不能够齐头并进。
The Lord is more clever than any living entity. Therefore, He wants to see how painstaking the devotee is in devotional service.
所以至尊主呢，比任何一个生物都要更加的聪明。 他要看他的奉献者在做奉爱服务时有多么的勤奋。
By nature, we are rebellious. We are very rebellious in this material world, and we don't like to accept authority from others.
那在这个物质世界，我们的本性呢是非常的叛逆的，所以我们并不希望听其他人的话，或者是遵循在这个世界上的某一位权威。
You see, children are rebellious to the parent. Parents say, don't do this, do like this, and because it goes against foolish desires. And now they feel they don't like, they dislike to be ordered to do this or to do that, because they like to act whimsically, frivolously.
比如说呢，家长就会对孩子说：“别做这个，别做那个。”但是呢，这个孩子呢，他有他自己很蠢的这种愿望，所以呢，他就不会听他的爸爸妈妈的这个话，然后呢，他就会异想天开的去做任何的事情，然后呢，去满足他自己的这个愿望。
But the same in spiritual life, we are like babies, we are like small children.
对，在灵性生活中，我们也是这样的，我们就好像是那个小朋友。
We cannot really stand on our own and walk very steady.
因为我们自己还没有办法站稳，我们还没有办法很好的走，走不稳。
So we are not yet very steady now in all our practice. So we need the order of spiritual master. Don't do like this, do like this, or the scriptures like we hear it, Srila Prabhupada in a purpose. So we say, oh, I have to be very careful because I have a tendency to be very easygoing.
But因为我们现在灵性生活中还处在一个非常的不稳定的状态，所以我们呢就必须要按照我们的灵性导师以及经典中所给我们的这个训示去遵循一些规范和原则。 然后这样的话呢，我们才能够意识到，其实我现在还是有那种想要非常安逸舒适的那种倾向。So
we have to curb our rebellious attitude by undergoing by accepting to do something that we don't like to do, and this is what called penance, austerity.
所以呢，我们就必须要去从事一些我们不想从事的活动，然后以这样的方式呢，来控制住我们叛逆的本性。那这个呢，就被称为叫苦行。
Srila Prabhupada continues, the order the word is received from the Lord, either directly or through the bona fide spiritual master. And to execute that order, however painstaking, it's the severe type of penance.
就是说话继续讲到呀，就是说话继续讲到至尊主，要么呢直接给他的奉献者下命令，要么呢就通过真正的灵性导师给奉献者下命令。奉献者不辞辛劳的执行命令，就是在从事严格的苦修。
One who follows the principle rigidly is sure to achieve success in attaining the Lord's mercy.
严格遵守原则的人肯定会得到至尊主的仁慈。
So it's not for nothing. It's not just, we should never think that Srimad Bhagavatam or any scriptures and any holy scriptures are there to induce her to suffer more or to experience suffering in this material world.
所以我们不要认为圣典不加瓦坛或者其他的经典是诱导我们过更加的痛苦的生活。
No, no. The Srimad Bhagavatam, the message of Srimad Bhagavatam is to free us from pain, from suffering, to attain an eternal life full of joy.
不是这样的，圣典不加瓦坛里面所传递的信息是为了要让我们从这个痛苦的物质的这个苦难的这个生活中摆脱出来，然后最终呢能够达到永恒的快乐的生活。
But to observe the scriptural injunctions, the orders of the scriptures, the order of spiritual master, it's sometimes very painful because it goes again our whimsical nature, our independent attitude that we have developed and doing what we like, not what is good for us.
但是呢，去遵守灵性导师以及经典所给我们的这个训示，是有的时候是会很痛苦的。原因呢，就是由于它其实是和我们在这个生活中所培养出来的异想天开的那种本性是相反的。
So, but ultimately, we are the ones benefited from all that.
但是终极来说呢，我们是经历这个苦行最终的受益者。
As Srila Prabhupada said, sure to achieve success in attaining the Lord's mercy.
然后Srila Prabhupada他就在这里面就非常肯定的说，肯定会得到至尊主的仁慈，并且获得最后的成功。
So austerity, these are the austerities that are recommended in the scriptures to attain the mercy of the Lord, the recommendation, the instructions given by the spiritual master and Krishna himself. These are the austerities we have to perform, not other austerities.
那当然了，就是为了得到至尊主的这个仁慈，我们所要进行的这个苦行，它是要基于经典、灵性导师以及主所推荐我们做的苦行，而不是其他的任何的苦行。
We don't perform austerities for some political reason or some social reason.
我们不会因为一些政治的原因或者社会的原因去进行苦行。
No, whatever austerities we perform are those ordained by the Lord or His representative, and it's for our devotional benefit.
不是的，我们所进行的任何的苦行都是由主或者是他的代表所让我们去从事的苦行，而这些苦行从事了以后呢，是对我们有益的。
So there are austerities for the body, there are austerities for the for the mind.
那所以说呢，我们有身体需要经历的苦行，有心意需要经历的苦行。
Austerities for the what you say speech.
我们在言语上需要经历的苦行。
So Krishna explained these different sorts of austerities. You know, that should be accomplished in a mode of goodness for the pleasure of the Lord.
那么Sri Krishna呢，他就解释了所有的这些形式的这种苦行。那我们呢是需要 为了取悦至尊主而需要去遵守这些苦行。
Like austerities of the body, worship the Supreme Lord.
那比如说我们的这个躯体的苦行，崇拜至尊主。
Worship the Brahmanas, worship the spiritual master.
我们要崇拜婆罗门，崇拜灵性导师。
Even worship superiors like father and mother.
而且我们要崇拜我们的长辈，比如说像父母亲。
And then to be clean.
然后我们需要让自己变得洁净。
To develop simplicity.
我们要培养简朴。
Practice celibacy.
我们要培养贞洁。
Even if married, only engage sex life for procreation, that's celibacy.
如果就即便是结了婚的话呢，就是也只是为了要生养后代而进行这个性生活，那么这个就被称为叫贞洁。
Non-violence.
非暴力。
Then you have austerities of speech.
然后呢，还有言语的苦行。
Always speak the truth.
总是讲真话。
Speak in such a way to not agitate the minds of others.
而且呢，在讲话的时候呢，也不要去搅扰其他人的心意。
Speak in a pleasing way.
以非常宜人的方式去讲话。
Speak words that are beneficial to others and oneself.
那么当我们在讲话的时候呢，一定要去选择那些能够有益于他人的话语、词语。
Regular reciting the Vedic literature.
还要有规律的诵念北达经。
So these are some of the austerities of speech, because we know we have a tongue, and the tongue is always prone to blah, 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 to speak.
所以呢，这就是关于言语的苦行，因为我们知道我们有舌头，而这个舌头呢，它就总是想要讲话。
Then the austerities of the mind.
然后呢，就有心意的苦行。
Simplicity, gravity.
那一个是要这个简朴，然后要庄重。
Self-control.
要自制。
Purification of one's existence.
要净化自己的存在。
Detach the mind from sense gratification.
不要去想着那些感官享乐的事情。
Thinking of doing good for others.
并且总是要考虑着要做一些对别人有益的事情。
So in this way, by purifying the body, body means senses, purifying the tongue, which is the most terrible sense, and purifying the mind through those austerities.Very easy, we can obtain the mercy of Krishna, and our spiritual practice become more productive.
所以呢，我们要通过净化我们的身体、我们的感官、我们的舌头以及我们的心意，然后呢，变得更加的净化，然后呢，就能够更好的取悦至尊主、取悦灵性导师，然后这样就会让我们的这个修行呢变得更加的有效果。有产出。
Be straightforward in our dealings with others.
以及呢，就是我们在和其他人的这些交往的过程中。
So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains all these different types of austerities that we need to perform.
所以在《薄伽梵歌》中呢 ，Krishna 他就解释了所有的这些我们需要去执行的苦行。
And we cannot just avoid them or neglect them.
所以我们不能够就对他们忽视或者漠视。
Even with the reasoning, oh, I've been around for many years, so now I can relax.
即便是我有好的理由啊，我都已经休息了这么多年了，所以我现在可以稍微放松一点了。
Easygoing life and attainment of perfection cannot go together.
安逸舒适的生活与达到超然觉悟的完美境界是不能够齐头并进的。
And the Lord is more clever than any living entity.
而且至尊主比任何的生物体都要更加的聪明。
So we can fool ourselves, we can fool others thinking that we're doing okay, but we cannot fool Krishna, who knows very well what is going on in our hearts. He knows what we do every single moment.
所以我们可能骗得了自己，骗得了别人，觉得我们都做得不错，但是呢，我们是骗不了至尊主的。至尊主他在我们的内心之中，他时刻都能够感知到我们都在做些什么。
So living as we were living before in ashrams, in temples, was much more austere.
但是之前呢，我们是生活在ashram，生活在庙里，那会儿的生活条件要比现在苦多了。
But those austerities were very beneficial.
但是那些苦行呢，是非常的有益的。
And the devotees were good chances to advance very fast.
而且呢，在那样的状态下，奉献者他就有很好的机会，能够很快的得到提升。Even
if they wanted to avoid certain austerities, they couldn't because they were not alone. Others were noticing. Hey, you didn't take your shower. Hey, you didn't put your tilak. Hey, where is? The devotees couldn't avoid.
那么就是在这样的生活环境下的这个奉献者呢。 即便是他想要避免做一些苦行的事情，他也没有办法，因为他并不是自己独处的，他是和其他人住在一起的。那别人就会问他：“哎，你还没沐浴呢，你还没有涂提拉克呢。”所以呢，他是逃不掉的。Your
clothes don't look clean.
你的衣服看着不干净呢。Hey,
you are not on time for Mangalarti.
哎呀，今天这 Mangalarti 你也没有准时来。
All these things are noticed.
对呢，就所有的这些呢，都是被看到的。The
devotees, they did not have their private rooms.
而且呢，奉献者也没有自己单独住的房间。Now
we have our private apartments.
所以现在呢，我们有自己的家，有自己的公寓。And
whatever we do inside with a locked door, nobody knows.
那我们在家里面具体做了什么呢？门一关上，大家都不知道了。That
Krishna knows.
那是 Krishna
知道。And we want to attract the mercy of Krishna. We want to attain the mercy of Krishna. So we cannot do anything that is not going to please Him.
那所以我们呢？我们想是吸引到 Krishna 给我们仁慈，所以呢，我们是不能够做任何一件。
So we cannot attain any perfection in spiritual life without the Lord's mercy.
如果要是没有主的仁慈的话，我们是不可能得到任何的灵性生活上的完美的。And
the Lord's mercy becomes available when we perform the required austerities.
而当我们去进行这些被要求的苦行的时候。
I have heard so many arguments about tilak. Devotees say, well, but we are in China. We don't put tilak because we don't go outside showing tilak. No, you don't need to show tilak in your forefront. Agree. But you can put tilak on the other 11 parts in the body. On the forefront, you just use water. And you pronounce the names. While putting tilak all over the body and the forefront, even if you just only use water.
因为我听到很多中国的奉献者对我讲呢，呀，这个提拉克在中国不能涂啊，因为我们不可能在前额上涂上提拉克，然后到外面去见人。那么我们在涂提拉克的时候呢，在涂前额的提拉克的时候，我们是可以不用提拉克泥来涂的，我们可以用水来涂。但是呢，在身体的其他的部位。 是要涂上提拉克，并且在一边念这个主的各个名号，一边涂提拉克，然后在前额就只要用水涂就好了。Simple
thing. This is a very simple thing, but it really creates a consciousness, a mentality that is very, 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 very conducive to help us in our spiritual practices. Simple thing.
这是非常简单的、容易的事情，但是呢，我们去从事这个活动、去做这个动作，它对我们的灵性生活的修习是非常有益的。 它会就是很有益的让我们处在那样的知觉状态之中。
Yes, we can chant Hare Krishna in any situation. It's a fact.
那这事实就是呢，的确我们是可以在任何的状态下去念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名。
But for us practitioners, there is a huge difference between chanting Hare Krishna in a very dirty, with a very dirty body, without cleaning, brushing the teeth, without taking bath, without changing clothes, in a dirty place, or chanting after, you know, brushing the teeth, having a nice shower, put tila, clean clothes, have a clean place. Has a huge difference because one is chanting in an ignorant environment, and the other is chanting in an environment permeated by goodness.
但是呢，我们如果要是在很脏的这种状态下，就是清晨起来以后也不沐浴，也不刷牙，然后呢就在一个脏兮兮的地方坐着念诵，和我们清晨以后。沐浴更衣，把自己弄得干干净净的，然后清清爽爽的坐在那念诵，你会体验到非常不一样的感觉。因为呢，一个是在一个很愚昧的脏的这种环境中念诵，另外一个是在善良形态的状态下去念诵的。
And if you don't believe, just make an experiment. One day you chant completely dirty, everything dirty, and the other day.You chant following everything nice, be very clean, very paka, and you see the difference by yourselves.
那如果你要是不信的话呢，你可以自己做一个实验。那某一天呢，你就在非常脏的这样一种环境下去念诵。那么另外一天呢，你让自己处在一个非常干净的、非常 paka、非常的洁净的这样的一个环境下去念诵，你就可以看到这其中的区别了。
paka 有什么意思？
他很正宗。
Okay, today was just some rules of ashram that we have to do, even if you don't live in ashram.
Today
we spoke about rules of ashram, even if you don't live in the ashram.
Okay, 那今天呢，我们就讲述了一些关于 ashram。修院的一些规范，即便是我们并没有生活在阿爽里。
Simple things, but they are very helpful in our daily practice of devotional service.
那这是非常的简单的事情，但是呢，它对于我们的奉爱服务的修习却是非常的有益的。
Just remember, easygoing life and attainment of perfection in transcendental realization cannot go together.
所以呢，我们必须要记住这一点，就是安逸舒适的生活，与达到超然觉悟的完美境界不能够齐头并进。
Okay, we stop here. Any questions or maybe some questions from before?
I think you answered all of the questions from previous week. Let me take a look. 哎，萨蒂玛吉，阿叔上个礼拜有留下的问题吗？
对，是的，有的。
那帕瑞尼玛吉这问题问回答了吗？阿叔上礼拜？
看一下。蒂娜塔瑞尼没有，后面上了两个问题吗？就是蒂娜塔瑞尼那个，还有后面一个。
萨提玛吉，Hare Krishna， 亲爱的
Hare Krishna，
我好像
是没，我说半天没听到，没开麦，
没听到。
那个对，蒂娜塔瑞尼玛德吉后面这不是剩两个问题吗？就这两个问题还没回答上。
是吧哈？对，那就请阿叔先回答这两个问题。阿叔 ，there are still have two questions。Hasn't been answered by you from previous week. The first question is from Dina Tarini Maji. Hare Krishna, 我们现在先请阿叔回答上个礼拜的问题哈。第一个问题是这样的 ，Hare Krishna, 阿叔，请接受堕落的灵魂对您莲花族的最卑微的顶拜。感恩翻译和主持甜美的服务，谢谢您。请教阿叔，第一个问题是在本节诗的要旨里说，人在没有完全清除一切罪恶前。 就不能够从事奉爱服务。这是不是说我们现阶段所做的不是真正的奉爱服务，而是只是在练习做奉爱服务呢？ Dina Tarini Maji said that Hare Krishna, dear Ashu, please accept this most fallen soul's very humble obeisances at your lotus feet. My question is that in this verse, the Prophet said that when a person, before he is completely eradicated his sinful reactions, he is not able to render the devotional service. So does that mean that for our current stage, what we are doing is not the real devotional service? We're just on the stage of practice to do the devotional service.
Exactly, you said it.
是的，是这样的。您回答了您自己的问题。
We are sadhakas.
因为我们是 sadhaka， 我们是习练者。
We are practicing pure devotional service.
我们在习练着做纯粹的奉爱服务。
Come to a stage where we only do pure devotional service.
那么它呢会让我们去到一个阶段，这个阶段就是只是从事纯粹的奉爱服务。
What we practice, it's also our goal. The process and the goal are the same.
但是呢，我们所修习的这个呢，也是我们的目标。所以呢，我们的目标和我们的修习是一样的，没有区别。
But now we are practiced to become devotees. So that's why you say we are aspiring devotees, and then we will be doing devotion, pure devotional service.
那我们现在呢是在练习着成为奉献者，也就为什么说我们是一个准奉献者，那然后呢我们才会去从事纯粹的奉爱服务。
So now we have to do it under the, with guidance, do this, do that, don't do that, so many rules and regulations, and we're still not very fixed in our commitments.But we are trying our best to perform pure devotional service with the goal of becoming devotees.
那所以说我们现在呢就被指导着要做这个，不能够做那个。那我们要从事这样的服务或者是不做那样的事情，但是我们现在依然还不是在很纯粹的这种状态下去做我们的这个奉爱服务，但是我们心里面怀着这样一个目标，就是我们最终想要做的事情呢，就是从事纯粹的奉爱服务。
So right now we are practicing Vedic sadhana, means we are practicing by following rules and regulations.
那所以说现在呢，我们所从事的是Vedic sadhana， 也就是我们是在遵守规范原则的状态下在从事活动。
Means we don't do certain things because the scriptures and gurus say don't do. And we do certain things because the scriptures and gurus say you do this.
那也就是说呢，我们不会做一些事情的原因呢，是由于经典和古鲁对我们说你不能做这些事儿。那我们也会去从事一些活动的原因呢，是由于古鲁和经典对我们说你要做这些事情。
But if you continue like that for some time, eventually we come to the platform where we do it spontaneously, means we do it because we like to do it, because you know it's pleasing for Krishna. We practice spontaneously. This is a very high level of practice.
但是如果我们要是这么经历了一段时间之后呢，我们就会变得很自发的、很自愿的想去做这样的事情了。的原因就是由于我们知道去从事这样的奉爱服务是取悦 Krishna 的。所以说呢，因为让 Krishna 开心，所以我们就很愿意自发的去这么做。但是这是一个非常高深的、非常崇高的一个修习的境界。
That's spontaneous practice.
所以这个被称为叫自发的习练、自发的修习。
To come to that stage, we have to practice the rules and regulations very carefully, but understanding that we practice them in order to always remember Krishna, never forget him, means we practice them or avoid to do certain things for Krishna's pleasure.
但是呢，我们要想达到这样的境界呢，我们就必须 要经过这个遵守规范和原则的非常小心的这个洗脸阶段。但是呢，我们在经历这个阶段的时候呢，我们知道就是我们是要在取悦 Krishna 的这种状态下去从事这样的活动的。
So when it comes to the spontaneous platform, then it becomes easier because we do with the heart, we like to do it, we like to do the service, we love to do whatever Krishna wants, it becomes very natural. So from that stage, it's very, very, very easy to make very quick advancement.
那当我们到了自发的这个境界的时候呢，因为我们内心就知道要做这些事情是为了要让 Krishna 开心，在我们的内心中就非常的想要做这个事情，那在这样一个境界下就使得我们很容易的能够取得灵性上的进步了。
Okay, next question.
The next question is still from her, the second part. 薄伽梵歌说只有完全摆脱所有恶报的人才能够崇拜至尊主，像我这样没有摆脱恶报的人是不是还没有资格去服务神像呢？According to the Bhagavad Gita, it said that only for those completely free from the sinful activities can worship the Supreme Lord. However, for a person like me, because I haven't completely free from the sinful reactions, the reactions of the sinful activity, does that mean that I don't have any qualification to worship the deity?
You are developing the qualifications by following the rules and regulations of your practice of devotional service.
那么您呢是通过遵守规范和原则来修习奉爱服务的这样的方式，来让自己慢慢的变得具有资格。
So we are practiced to qualify ourselves.
所以说呢，我们是通过习练来让我们自己变得具有资格。
So in the practice, we do what the perfect people do, but our consciousness is still contaminated, whereas a pure devotee does with pure consciousness.
所以呢，当我们在这个习练的阶段，我们所从事的这个活动和纯粹奉献者所从事的这个活动是一样的，但是呢。我们在从事这个活动的时候，我们的这个知觉是在污染的状态下的状态，而纯粹的奉献者他们的这个知觉呢是纯粹的知觉。
So we practice because we practice by following the guidance given by Guru and Shastra.
那所以说呢，我们是在 Guru 和经典所给我们的这个指导的这个状态下去进行习练。
In this way, we become qualified. Qualified.
那这样的方式，那这样呢，我们就变得有了资格。But Ashok, she is asking, can she worship the deity on the current stage?
Yes, she is worshiping the deity because of the permission of the spiritual master and the scriptures allow her to practice by following rules and regulations. Her service is not perfect.But she's doing service following the rules and regulations.
Okay, 那然后在现阶段呢，您是可以去服务神像的，但是呢，是在Guru 的允许之下，在遵循规范和原则的这种状态下去服务神像。虽然这种服务并不是完美的服务，但是是可以服务的。
But you can, you have to follow the guidelines, otherwise it doesn't work.
但是呢必须要遵守指导，否则的话呢是无益的。
You cannot serve spontaneously the deities. We have to follow according to rules and regulations.
所以呢当我们在崇拜神像的时候呢，我们是不能够以这种自发的情怀去崇拜神像的，我们必须要按照规范和原则去崇拜。
So there are many writings about translated in Chinese, what you should do, what you should not do in deity worship, we just have to follow that.
所以关于崇拜神像的规范和原则呢，是有很多的指导的，这些也都翻译成了中文，所以呢，我们只需要去遵循这些指导原则就好了。
Next question.
The next question， 这下面这个问题呢，是来自于这一串数字的这位奉献者，顶拜古鲁的莲花族，请问，四种皈依的人开始是处在奉爱服务九个阶段，第一个阶段信心阶段吗？萨杜桑格联谊是指与圣人古鲁联谊吗？包括与奉献者联谊吗？谢谢。Okay, her question is that please accept my vulnerable obeisances to you. Because there are four types of people who are surrendering to the Lord, for them, in the beginning, 开始处在奉为九分佛九阵。In the beginning of the nine process of devotional service, for the first stage isn't the shraddha, isn't the faith. And also,For the Sadhu Sangha, doesn't mean is, the literal translation is that the association with the holy people. Is that mean only associated with gurus? Is that also included associating with devotees? Thank you. If association with devotees also considered as the Sadhu Sangha?
Yes, if it's for the purpose of.Talking about Krishna, doing service. If it's for chat, there's no use, no much use.
如果要是和奉献者联谊的时候呢，是为了要讨论关于 Krishna 的话题，以及如何更好的为 Krishna 做服务的话，那它就是Sadhu Sangha。但如果要是在一起闲聊的话，那是无意的联谊。
And association with Guru is also part of Sadhu Sangha, certainly the best Sadhu Sangha.
当然跟 Guru 之间的联谊呢，那它一定是一种 Sadhu Sangha.
The best Sadhu Sangha.
是最好的 Sadhu Sangha.
And the first part was about in the beginning, faith. Faith means there's a preliminary faith.It's not a very, very, that faith is going to increase as we practice the different items, that faith is going to increase. So that's a preliminary, a beginning faith. Confidence, yes.
那么在这第一个，在您这第一个问题里面所提到的这第一个阶段是信心的阶段吗？是的。但是这第一个阶段的这个信心呢，它其实是在最开始的、最初始的那种信心。但是在修习的这个过程中，在修习其他的这些各方面的时候呢，这个信心是会加深的。
So the beginning phase, which is very essential. We trust what the scripture says, we trust the spiritual master, but we don't have yet deep faith.
但这种最开始的信心呢，其实也是很重要的，就是你要相信经典中说的话，相信灵性导师说的话，它很重要。
Next question.
下面这个问题是就是今天的问题了。So, Anshu, you're started to answer the questions from today. 那第一个问题呢
yes,
是来自于淡然、
okay.
呀，淡然一笑 Mataji 的。这个问题是这样的：问题，灵性进步需要苦行，过分苦行也不能够进步吧？什么活动是过度的苦行呢？什么是正确的苦行？For the spiritual advancement, the austerity is necessary. However, over austerity activities probably is not very helpful for the advancement of spiritual, isn't it? And also, what kind of activity is considered as the overdone of the austerity? And what kind of austerity is considered as the proper austerity?
Austerity is only what Guru and the scripture tell us to do, not more than that.
就是我们要从事的这个苦行呢，仅仅是 Guru 和经典告诉我们要做的事情。不要从事，就是不要去做超越于经典和 Guru 对我们说的那些事情。
We don't need to perform austerities like Hiranyakashipu.
我们不需要像黑人亚卡西普那样去从事他所从事的那种苦行。
And we don't perform austerities for any other reason than to please Krishna.
而且呢，我们从事苦行的原因就是为了要取悦 Krishna。 我们不会因为其他的原因和目的来来从事苦行。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the most important austerity, always chant Hare Krishna.
那所以 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢给了我们这个最重要的苦行，就是永远都要念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名。
Worship Krishna.
崇拜 Krishna.
And tell others about Krishna.
并且把 Krishna 的信息传递给其他的人。
This is our main austerities.
那这是我们需要从事的最主要的苦行。
And all other small austerities that we have to do, like raising up in the morning, taking shower, all this, they are there to help us to perform these most important austerities of chanting Hare Krishna, worshipping Krishna, and give Krishna to others.
但是呢，我们要从事的其他的那些小的苦行，比如说清晨早起啊，让自己变得洁净啊，所有的这些苦行，它其实都是为了要帮助我们，协助我们更好的去从事，总是念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名，永远都记住 Krishna， 并且把 Krishna 的信息传递给其他人的，这个苦行而从事的苦行。
Next question。
下面这个问题依然是来自于淡然一笑妈，她记得，如果苦行和努力都做了，仍然没有得到仁慈，该怎么办呢 ？Well, if I did.Take the austerity and also put my effort. However, I still haven't got any mercy. What to do?
Means you have to be very patient.
那就意味着你必须得非常的有耐心。
And continue continue doing and trying to do better.
而且呢要继续做，并且呢要继续的努力让自己做得更好。
Krishna is not our order carrier.
Sorry, Krishna is not what?
Krishna is not our order carrier. What I have done、
okay.
is Krishna. Hey, I have done, okay? Now give me、
oh.
the mercy.
Oh, okay. Okay, Krishna 呢他不是这样的，他不会我们就是来应对我们所提出来的这个要求，比如说Krishna， 我现在已经做完了这个苦行了，你现在赶紧给我仁慈了，不是这样的。
Krishna tests us to see if you are what is our motivation。
那 Krishna 他会考验我们，他会看我们的动机是什么。
If you are really determined，
那么他要看我们是不是真的非常的坚决。
And how patient we are。
以及我们是多么的有耐心。
So if you are practicing and we are not feeling some immediate result, means we have to practice better and ask devotees who are more qualified to help you and to check if your practice are nice, if they are proper, if you are doing the right way, in the right attitude.
那如果要是我们已经做了，而且呢又觉得自己还没有得到自己预期的这个结果的话，那就意味着可能我们需要去找比我们更年长的这个奉献者，然后呢要问他，要向他这个求教，向他请问，看看我们到底有什么地方做的不对，或者是我们态度有什么地方需要调整，然后我们如何以正确的方式去做。
Next question.
下面这个问题呢是来自于这一串数字的奉献者。这位婆婆问道，必须要用冷水沐浴吗？ Is that the must thing to use a cold water to have shower?
No, who said that?
不是，不是的，谁这么说了？
No. If you don't have warm water, you're going to have to take cold water, butUsually everybody has hot water.
如果要是家里没有热水的话，就只能用冷水沐浴。但通常来说呢，大家都是有热水的。下面这个问题是来自于智敏玛塔吉的，顶白阿叔，感谢翻译，谢谢您。可以按照自己的心愿选择联谊对象吗？可以按照自己的心愿选择孤独吗？可以按照自己的心愿做奉爱服务吗？ 有的时候觉得自己担心自己选了会伤了接近自己奉献者的心，这样是不是自己受限于自己的限制之中呢？好像害怕愧疚，您能不能针对这个做些指导？
Also please accept my vulnerable basis. My question is that, is that okay to, based on my own will, to select the devotees to associate with? And also, if it's okay for me to, based on my own will, to select the guru, is that okay to, based on my own will, to do whatever devotional services?Because sometimes I feel that I'm quite worried that 选了会伤了接近自己的
接引自己
哦、
oh, 的
啊啊
接引自己就是说介绍他进、
哦、自己的
对介绍他进来的这个奉献者的心。
Okay, what she is saying about sometimes if she select those to associate with.Will hurt the devotee who introduced her to be in Krishna consciousness. So it seems that I am in a kind of condition. I am in a kind of a mood of guilty. So could you give me some guidance to stay away from this type of mood?
It's nice to be to follow the guidance of devotees.
就是如果要是在奉献者的指导之下，这是很好的。
See, actually, when we come to Krishna consciousness, it's because Krishna within our hearts, you know, induces us to go and meet this particular devotee, to encounter this, to receive a book. This is all Krishna's arrangement.
那你其实 Krishna 他是在我们的内心之中的，那么 Krishna 呢，他会引导我们，或者是会诱导我们去见这样的奉献者，或者去遇到那样的奉献者，所有的这一切呢，都是 Krishna 的安排。
So, the association of devotees is also Krishna's arrangement.
所以说呢，和奉献者们的这些联系，其实也都是 Krishna 的安排。
Even the choice of a particular guru is Krishna's arrangement.
即便是就是选择某一位 guru, 这样做出这样的选择也都是 Krishna 的安排。
So instead of being too choosy, it's better that you deal with these situations more like Krishna's arrangement for you.
所以呢就是与其处在一种好像总是在做选择的这样的心态之中，还不如去想，就是所有的所处在的这种状态，其实都是 Krishna 为您所做出的安排。
Also,
I think what her concern is that, because you know, a devotee, brought her in Krishna consciousness, so she feels she is in debt with her. So, when she's go to associate with some other devotees, she feel kind of you know, guilty with this devotee because she's kind of overpassed her to be with somebody else, and this is make her to have that kind of guilty mood. I mean, this is what I feel from what she read here.
I mean, when we associate with devotees.Certainly there are some devotees with whom we want to have a more friendly relationship than others. We respect all the devotees because they are devotees, but we're going to have a more, affinity with certain devotees. It's normal. So, and you prefer to associate with particular devotees more than to others. It's okay.
是这样的啊，我刚才就又帮您再进一步的问了一下阿叔这个问题，我就觉得就是您是不是觉得就是有奉献者把你给引进来之后，然后您又再去找别的奉献者，和别的奉献者联谊的时候，这样您就会觉得对引进您的奉献者的这位奉献者呢，会有内心有这种亏欠，所以说就会有内疚的感觉。那么阿叔说呢，就是当我们一开始和奉献者联谊之后呢，我们其实是会很自然的 会和一些奉献者会有这种很亲近的这种情感的，所以这个是很正常的一种现象，是没有问题的。但当然我们对于临近我们的这个奉献者或者任何一位奉献者，我们总是应该是存着这种敬意的。
嗯。
Yes, Ashu. Thank you.
Better now, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So next question from Rajendra Prabhu. 感恩阿叔，顶拜翻译和主持，顶拜您Prabhu。梵歌第十一章中说到 ，Krishna 的两臂形体是最至高无上的形体，极难看到，甚至主 Brahma 和主 Shiva 都非常渴望目睹。问题是五千年以前 ，Brahma 经常目睹 Krishna 的两臂形体，尤其是Vrindavan的 Shyama Sundar 对他来说很容易见到 Krishna 的两臂形体。那五千多年以前还有更多的人目睹两臂形体，库鲁之野战场上所有的战士们都目睹了，目睹 Krishna 的两臂形体真那么难吗？阿叔 Thank you very much. Please accept my very humble obeisances. In the Bhagavad Gita chapter 11, it is mentioned that Krishna's two arms form is the most supreme form of Lord Krishna, which is very hard to behold.Even for Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, very hankering of seeing that form. My question is that 5,000 years ago, Lord Brahma actually always got the chance to see the two-arm form of Lord Krishna, especially the form of Samasundar in Vrindavan. So to him, it's quite easy to see the two-arm form of Lord Krishna. And 5,000 years ago, there were more peoplegot the chance to see this form of Lord, like those soldiers in the Kurukshetra battlefield, all of them got the chance to see. So isn't that hard or difficult to see the two-arm form of Lord Krishna?
Well, they saw and they saw but they didn't see actually.
是这样的，就是他们虽然看到了主的两臂形象，但是呢，他们其实并没有看到。
Because they didn't have that realization to understand that Krishna was actually the Supreme Lord.
因为他们并没有那样的觉悟，去真正的了解主是就 Krishna 是至尊主。
Even Lord Brahma at one time he was a little confused when he couldn't believe that his Lord was this boy walking.In a forest without shoes, with the cows, and playing with other boys in the bank of Jamuna, he was a little confused.
那么，即便是主 Brahma 本人，有一次他也觉得非常的困惑，他不能够相信，就这么一个小男孩光着脚到处跑，和他的小朋友们一起放牛，然后呢，在亚穆纳河的岸边溜达玩，难道他是至尊主吗？他当时就非常的困惑。
So.You need the mercy of a pure devotee of Krishna Shyama Sundar to behold this form and really realize that here is the Supreme Lord in his most majestic form. Otherwise, we may be confused. Can it be? Looks like a human being, looks like a child.
所以说呢，就只有是主 Krishna Shyama Sundar 的纯粹的奉献者。他才能够有这样的觉悟，他才能够这样的视域，能够真正的看到他的真正的双臂形象。否则的话呢，他可能就会感到困惑。他不就是一小孩吗？他真的是至尊主吗
？There are so many devotees. There are so many devotees, particularly in India. So many devotees in South India. They don't think Krishna is as Shyama Sundar is the original form of God. They worship Vishnu.The four-armed Vishnu, they said, this is real God. Krishna is just a pastime of Lord Narayana, you know. You know, they don't have that full understanding because they don't have the mercy of a pure devotee of Krishna, which is very, very, very rare to be obtained.
那么就是如果是要看到这样的形象呢，必须要得到一个主的这个纯粹奉献的仁慈才可以。那么在印度呢，就有很多的人，特别是在南印度，有很多人，他们其实根本就不认为主Krishna Shyama Sundar 的这个双臂的这个形象是最至尊的主、最原初的主的形象。他们所以他们会崇拜主 Narayana 的四臂形象。 然后他们觉得呢，这个主 Krishna 的 Shyamasundara 的双臂形象，它只不过是主 Narayana 他所上演的一段消失光而已。所以说呢，他们之所以没有看到这一点的原因，是因为他没有得到这个觉悟。没有得到这个觉悟的原因呢，是因为他没有得到一位 Shyamasundara 的纯粹奉献者的仁慈。但是这个是非常含义得到的。
嗯。Next question.
Next question from still from Rajendra Prabhu. 过度苦行会令人铁石心肠，不苦行无法进步，恰当的苦行最好。什么是恰当的苦行呢？ The over austerity will make people's heart hard. However, if we don't do any austerity, we cannot make any progress. So the proper austerity is the best. But what is the proper austerity?
Well, the proper austerity is what Krishna recommends in the Bhagavad Gita, and what our gurus, Srila Prabhupada, recommend us to do. You don't need to do more than that. That is already more than enough.
这个恰当的苦行呢，是在圣典不加梵歌以及我们的 guru 所给我们所提出的这些苦行。那么他们让我们做的事情，就是我们恰当应该做的事情。我们不需要做的比他们要求我们做的更多。
And we should never practice austerity just for the sake of being austere. We practice austerity for the sake of pleasing Guru and Krishna.
而且呢，我们并不是因为要进行苦行而去做这个苦行。我们做苦行的目的是为了要取悦 Guru 和 Krishna.
So we don't need to do extraneous things. We just do what Krishna.Tells us in the Bhagavad Gita and Srila Prabhupada and his purports and our gurus. That's very simple, very, very simple.
所以呢，我们就不需要过度的去努力，过度的去做那些事情。我们只是做就是薄伽梵歌还有咕噜十二法要求我们做的事情就好了。
Next question.
The next question from Shruti Rupa Mataji.哈利·克里什纳、顶拜阿叔和老师们，周末愉快。今天是帮忙一个正在看《薄伽梵歌》的朋友提问的问题。如果现在还没有机会学习克里什纳知觉，也没有得到灵性启迪，但是带着慈悲和奉爱和奉献服务工作，比如疫情中为了拯救他人而失去生命的医生、志愿者等等，他们死后会去到灵性世界吗？Hello Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances and a happy weekend. Today, I am on behalf of a friend who is reading Bhagavad Gita to ask this question. The question is that if now I don't have any opportunity to practice Krishna consciousness and I haven't got any initiation from the spiritual master, however, if I just wear the, you know, compassionate mood and also with a devotional heart to do my work. For example, like those doctors and volunteers who lose their life in the pandemic. For this type of situation, after die, can they go back to the spiritual world?
No, there are piety in a mood of goodness. There are charitable and good activities that were just in a mood of goodness. And then there are transcendental activities. That's the difference.
就是是处在这种虔诚的心境之中去做一些布施、乐善好施的活动，与超人的活动是不一样的。
Certainly, if a person performs good deeds, you know, like sacrificing for others, he's accumulating credits to go to heaven. This is the destination of good deeds, people who perform good deeds in this world.
但当然，如果一个人他为了别人去进行一些祭祀和牺牲，然后呢，在这个世界从事一些很善良的活动。那么他是给自己积攒了很多的虔诚，然后是能够让他去到天堂的。
So this is already much better than average of people.
那么这个呢，已经要比普通人要好多了。
But transcendental means to go beyond that.
但是呢，超然意味着要逾越这个。
Heaven is not the destination of the individual soul.
这个天堂它并不是个体灵魂要去到的目的地。
It's just a place where you go to enjoy very nicely a good material life as a reward for your piety, for your pious work.
那个地方呢，只是让你去到一个能够让你过得非常的舒服的物质生活的地方。那么这个地方呢，只是对于你所从事的虔诚活动的回馈。
And it's a temporary place.
Sorry, it's a what? Oh, 而且这也是一个短暂 ，yeah, 只是一个，也是一个短暂临时的地方。
When your pious credits are finished, you have to take birth again in this part of the universe.
等这个虔诚都已经用完了之后呢，又会从天堂跌下来，再次回到地球的，就是宇宙的这个地方。Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you perform activities for the pleasure of Krishna,
但是如果你要是为了 Krishna 的快乐而从事活动的话
then you start accumulating credits that will bring you eventually back to Krishna in the spiritual world.
那这会儿所攒下的这个虔诚的积分就会最终把你带回到灵性世界，回到空上的。
And in the spiritual world, we can have a loving relationship with Krishna.
而在灵性世界呢，我们就可以和 Krishna 之间有着充满着爱的关系。
Your existence in the spiritual world is eternal.
那你在灵性世界的存在呢，是永恒的。
And you experience the highest happiness that the soul can experience.
而且呢，在灵性世界能够体验到的是灵魂可以体验到的最高的快乐。
So that position, that situation is the most perfect and the ultimate position of the individual soul.
所以说呢，就是那样的这个状态呢，是个体灵魂它要处在的最终的那种状态。
So you can practice that devotional service. You can do other pious activities in this world, no problems. But you can also practice devotional service simply by chanting Hare Krishna and reading a little bit of Bhagavad Gita every day. And if you have opportunity to associate with devotees, yes, associate with devotees. In this way, you start already accumulating devotional credits that will help eventually.To go back to Krishna, to the spiritual world.
那么在您现在的这个状态，在现在这个境界中，可以继续去从事那些对别人乐善好施的虔诚的活动，那是没有问题的。但与此同时呢，你也可以从事奉爱服务的活动，比如说您可以念诵圣名，您可以阅读一点国家梵歌，如果有机会的话呢，可以跟奉献者联谊。那么这样的话呢，就会使您开始积攒一些最终能够让您回到灵性世界的虔诚的积累了。
When you are doing good service to others, you can sing Hare Krishna so they can hear and they are benefited and you are also benefited.
那么当你在对别人做服务的时候呢，你可以为别人念诵 Hare Krishna 或者唱诵 Hare Krishna。那么当别人听到您的念诵的时候呢，他们就会受益。与此同时，你也会因为做了这件事情而获益。
Okay, next question.
那么这个问题依然还是来自于舒提如法玛达基的顶拜咕噜和老师们。另外还有一个问题是帮忙奉献者提问的。临近春节，实在有很多逃不开的物质应酬和饭局。请问如果我自己只是出钱为酒肉饭局买单，我自己不吃不喝，只是在心里默默的念诵圣名，这样会不会有什么业报呢？感恩。Hare Krishna, Maharaj.This question I am asking on behalf of a devotee, because right now, we are in the period of the Spring Festival, so there were lots of unavoided material-oriented social gatherings and meals. So my question is that if I am only, in the role of paying the bills of the meals,But in the meals, there was wines and meat dishes. However, I don't consume them. I also don't, you know, I don't eat the dishes. I don't drink any of the alcohols. But in my mind, I only, you know, silently chant the holy name of Hare Krishna. If I'm doing this, am I going to have any karmic reactions? Thank you very much.
Yeah, certainly there is some karmic reaction, but it's minimized by the fact that first you cannot avoid, probably you cannot avoid that situation, just the way it is now, for now. And you feel that's not good, but you have to do, and you pray to Krishna to forgive you, please, and hope that maybe next spring festival you can do better, you can escape yourself and go somewhere associating with devotees, have a good time for Chinese New Year.
Mm, 毫无疑问的，这么做的确是有些业报的，但是呢，其实已经被减到最低了，因为到目前为止，就现在这个实际情况的确也是逃不掉的，也必须得去参加这些应酬。然后呢，要让自己置身在这样的饭局里，但是呢，在您内心中呢，您实际上是有这个意识的，而且呢，在向 Krishna 在祈祷，就是，我这回就只能这样了，但是希望呢，在明年我能够有更好的安置，然后希望我能够从这样的状态中逃跑，然后呢，可以和奉献者在一起，然后过一个更好的春节。
Next one.
Rajendra Prabhu, 亲爱的阿叔，Krishna 在梵歌中提到心意的苦行所用的语言有点难以明白，不知所云，更别提运用到我的生活中，跪求您能用简单的语言简述吗？Dear 阿叔, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentioned about the austerity of the mind.The way he expressed is a little bit hard to understand. I am not exactly sure what he's saying. So it's hard for me to apply that in my daily life. So could you, using the simpler words to explain that? Thank you very much.
The austerities of the mind.
Yeah.
So what we read...We read the austerities of the mind. Yeah, we read just before.
我们之前呢读到了关于心意的苦行。
First was satisfaction.
心意的苦行首先呢是心满意足。
And Srila Prabhupada mentioned a satisfaction can be achieved if you avoid sense gratification.
赵爸爸说呢，他说如果我们通过避免感官享乐是可以达到心满意足的。
So to abstain from sense enjoyment gives real satisfaction to the mind, whereas sense enjoyment eventually just makes the mind more dissatisfied.
他说 the first part you're sayingThe sense enjoyment will make the mind more dissatisfied, but the...
Dissatisfied, yes. Yes.
Yeah, but I misheard the first part, the beginning you're saying.
If you engage in sense enjoyment, satisfaction means to abstain oneself from sense enjoyment. If you just engage in sense enjoyment, eventually you become more dissatisfied.
Okay. 就是这个心满意足呢，其实也就意味着，我们要摆脱感官享乐，才会让我们感到心满意足。因为我们去从事感官享乐的活动，它其实最终会让变得更加的，不满足。
Simplicity. We learn. You, for instance, you are a very simple devotee.We don't accumulate unnecessary things and they have a simple life and simple dealings with others.
比如说这个简单简朴。那么我们是一个非常非常的这个简单的一位奉献者。然后呢我也不会在我的这个生活中会去积累其他的乱七八糟的复杂的东西。然后呢我会有一个很简单的生活。
Gravity refers more to our way of thinking. We are very grave in our in thought.
庄严庄重的意思呢，它是和我们的这种想法和我们的思维方式有关的，就是我们要很严肃的去思考。
Means we don't want to enthold to let our thinking process go away from things that have nothing to do with Krishna consciousness.
也就是说呢，让我们的思绪不会飘移跟 Krishna 相关的事情，我们的所有的想法都是在 Krishna 的知觉之中的。
Self-control is also very, very, very straightforward. We have to engage in activities of devotional service. That's the best way to be self-controlled.
那么这个自制其实也是很直截了当的。自制也就意味着我们总是要去从事和 Krishna 相关的活动。那么去从事和 Krishna 相关的这个活动是最好的控制自己的方式。
Another way of gravity is also to be devoid of duplicity.
好，那庄重还有另外一个方式去理解，就是要避免双面性，就是避免圆滑。
Always think about the welfare of others.
总是想着其他人的福祉。
Srila Prabhupada mentioned silence means always thinking of self-realization.
就刚才说就是要避免表里不一。那么这个Srila Prabhupada说呢，就是想着别人，也就意味着 because I'm trying to find the word of a Chinese way to say duplicity.
Duplicity.
Yeah, I find that word, but could you say it again what you said just now? Srila Prabhupada said that to think the welfare of the others is always...
it's to be free from duplicity.
Yeah.
To think always welfare of others.
那么这个 Srila Prabhupada 就说呢，就是当我们总是想着，我们要总是想着其他人的这个福祉，然后呢，不要让自己口是心非。
嗯。control the mind means to detach the mind from sense enjoyment.
然后我们控制自己的心意呢，也就意味着不要让自己的这个心意去想着感官享乐的事情。
And we should also be very straightforward in our dealings with others.
而且呢，就是当我们在和别人在进行处事的时候呢，我们也一定要直截了当。
So these are the austerities of the mind.
所以呢，这些都是心意的苦行。
Main thing is to detach from sense gratification.
那最主要的事情呢，就是要断离感官享乐。
Was this the question?
Yeah. The next question. The next question from 淡然一笑。中国有辟谷的说法和做法，十几天、二十几天、一个月等等，据说对控制感官和心意大有帮助。请问 Krishna 知觉提倡这种辟谷吗？在没有节日的情况下自己决定辟谷，能否对灵性进步有帮助呢？谢谢您。Because in China we have the we have this method of fasting. People also do that. Fasting.Fasting, some people do it for over 10 days or 20 days, or sometimes even last for 1 month. And it is said that this type of fasting is very helpful for control the sense and mind. So my question is that if Krishna consciousness also encouraging this type of fasting, so even without even if not for the special days as Ekadasi or Lord's appearance day, if we just doing this type of fasting according to the Chinese method, if that will be helpful or stimulating to our spiritual advancement. Thank you.
Not really.
不会的。
Because we do fasting on days that are recommended by the Lord and His devotees because it's not just control the mind and the senses, but we get spiritual credit, devotional credits.
就是我们现在做戒食的这些日子呢，是由主和奉献者所推荐的这些日子。那么在这些日子戒食，它不仅仅是控制感官和心意，而且呢是会获得很多的灵性上的益处。
Actually, the austerities of fasting in these days are meant just to, mostly to save us time so you can chant Hare Krishna and do more devotional activities. Because chanting Hare Krishna and do other devotional activities, it's what's going to give us the most important benefit. The austerities are just a means to get more devotional credits. It's not the goal.
就是所推荐的这个苦行，实际上是为了要让我们有更多的时间和精力来唱诵圣名，来从事奉爱服务。因为这个唱诵圣名和从事奉爱服务呢，这些是能够让我们得到灵性上的益处，得到灵性上的积分的。但是这个苦行是能够帮我们做到这一点，所以苦行它只是一个助缘，它并不是我们的目的。
Next
question from Yogini Yashoda Mataji. 亲爱的阿叔，顶拜您的莲花族，顶拜主持和翻译，顶拜您。想请教阿叔，在任何地方都可以念诵，比如走路、公交车、飞机上都可以，是吧？那可不可以计划到石头圈里呢？ Hare Krishna. Dear 阿叔, please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet. My question is that we can chant the holy name in everywhere and in every condition. So for example, while we are walking or we are in the bus or we are on the airplane. But for this type of chanting, can those be counted in the 16 rounds? Thank you.
If the situation that does not really allow us to be very focused while you are chanting, it's better don't count on your rounds. But if you think like you are in the bus, you are seated, you can take your beads, you can be very attentive, yes, can be included, yes. But we have to be very careful. It's not like you are driving, you are chanting, things like that, where you have to pay attention to other things that are chanting at the same time. This does not count.
是这样的啊，就是如果您要是在做其他的这些事情的时候，您一边念诵，但是其实您不能够很专注的念的话，那么这会儿这个念诵呢就不能够算在这个圈数里面。但是如果您要是在做这些事情的时候，您觉得自己是能够很专注的念的话，那是可以算进来的。但是比如说不能够一边开车一边念，因为在您念诵的时候，您的确是需要非常专注的。 So the next question?
Yes, please.
Varadasi is Varadasi, Mataji. 顶拜阿叔的莲花族，请接受我谦卑的顶拜。每当快过年了，家人都很反常，可能是祖先的原因。用 Krishna 知觉怎么解决？感恩老师和翻译。 Ashu, please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet. My question is that, every year when we about to have the spring festival, the family members always acted in an abnormal way. Maybe that's because of forefathers. They are, giving some influence. So my question is that how to solve this type of situation through Krishna consciousness? Thank you very much.
Which influence?
Forefather, ancestors.
Departed?
Yeah.
Or elders of the family?
No. I think he's talking about the related, ancestors.
departed. Why they disturb during that period?
I don't know. 问来你啊，就是这个妈妈姐，您的这个问题是啥意思呢？就是每当快过年，家人很反常，可能是祖先的原因。这祖先和这有什么关系呢？我刚才给阿叔发言的时候，就是说是不是就是这个先世的祖先可能会家人对家人有一些影响？然后阿叔就问，那为什么祖先会对这家人有影响呢？Yeah, Ashu, because the question is not very clear, so I dare not to speculate.
Okay, so let's make it very clear.
Maybe we put it on for next week if she can clarify her question.
Yeah, she's not available.
Okay. No, because she has... Shadi Maji. Shadi Maji.
Yeah.
您能帮忙问一下吗？或者
对，之前我就问了，提问他提问上来我就问了，我说具体是怎么个情况，不太清楚。然后他刚刚回复就说家人发脾气。
OK， 就 OK， 就说每次到快过年的时候，家人就快发脾气是吧？哈，
对。
那咱们把祖先这事儿就先搁一边，就先不说了啊。阿叔，she said that actually every year.About the time of Spring Festival, the family members will lose their temper, you know, act in a kind of a strange way. Let's forget about
the whole
father's
past. Yeah, because they get intoxicated. They get intoxicated.
you mean from the wine and alcohol, you know, those
kind
of
things? Yeah, sure. Yeah, usually it's like that.
Okay, 阿叔说之所以会发脾气的原因呢，可能是因为在过年的时候有太多的酒席。可能要喝酒啊，就是这种大餐呢、啊，然后这种情况会导致他这种脾气不太好。
This during any period where there is an increase of sophistication, people act more crazily.
然后就在任何一个会促使人们进行更多的感官享乐的时候，都会造成人们的疯狂的举动。
Yeah, sophistication makes people crazy, that's true.
的确有这么一个说法，就是感官享乐会让人发疯。
Particularly when there is an increase.
特别是当这个感官享乐的活动又增加了以后。
Okay, next question.
That's everything, Ashu. Thank you so much.
So we covered everything.
Yeah, we cover everything. You have done a beautiful job.
Oh, you too. You too. Without you was useless. Okay, thank you. Thank you everybody for your questions.
非常非常感谢大家所提出的这些问题。
Thank you everybody out there who have been listening.
非常感谢大家的聆听。
There were some devotees who kindly sent some donations. I thank them from the bottom of my heart.
有一些非常仁慈的奉献者为我做出了一些布施，我非常的感谢大家，我从我的内心深处深深的感谢大家。
So I wish you a very wonderful celebration of New Year Spring Festival.
我祝愿大家有一个非常美妙的春节的庆祝。
But please do not forget Krishna. Always remember Krishna.
但是求大家了，一定不要忘记 Krishna， 要时刻的记住 Krishna。
Take an opportunity to do more service, chant more, read more, because you have more free time also.
然后要用这个机会呢，要做更多的服务。我们要尽量的多读一些书，多念一些诵，因为呢，我们在这个假期的期间呢，可能有更多的自由的时间。
So see you next year.
所以说呢，我们明年再见。
Okay, Srila Prabhupada, very special thank you to Dana Kelly and Sati Mataji's.
还有一个对 Sati Mataji 还有对 Dana Kelly 的特别的感谢。
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Hari
Gaura 阿叔ki jai 怀昆塔之音服务员聆听各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了，深深的感恩 Krishna Baladev 和我们亲爱的阿叔为我们的 精彩的讲述以及对问题的耐心的解答。谢谢萨提玛拉吉为我们安排的这么好的平台，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，深深的顶拜大家，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的周日。 Hare Krishna。